I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve communion. What a treasure, what a privilege that we can have because of what Jesus did on the cross, because the God-man gave his life for me. We can have communion, fellowship, relationship, a relationship with the God who spoke everything into existence, the God against whom we rebelled. He invites us to come to his table. He invites us to commune with him. We have bread that reminds us of his body broken, juice that reminds us of his blood poured out on the cross to wash this sinner clean. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're clinging to the historic Jesus who died on a cross to pay the price for your sins, you're welcome, you're invited to take bread and juice and reflect on what he did for you, to cherish and treasure and worship him for who he is and what he did. As you're served, take bread and juice if you're a believer. Hold those in your hand. Reflect on what he did for you once we've all been served as a community of believers who believe the same things about Jesus. We're going to take that together as a sign of our unity. This sinner clean drinker.